My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My wife always finds it weird that I like this song a lot, and it's about being with like a 17-year-old girl. It's kind of weird, but it's just...
What is the song?
It's a catchy hair metal song from the 80s. This is 17 by Winger. Come on, JP, you know this one.
Oh, Sweet 17?
No, 17.
But does he say sweet in...
No, there's no sweet in there that I can recall.
I'm mixing just it with Sweet Cherry 17. Pie.
17, yeah. One of the two worst hair metal songs of all time.
Is that Warrant?
Cherry Pie. Yes, that's Warrant. That's correct. All right, now we're getting deep in the weeds about a weird, obscure song that's 4 years old.
All right, let's go to the phones. Open line Thursday.
Yes, correct. 800-636-1067. Those are the MGM National Harbor listener lines.
All right, let's go. Let me see here. Let's go to Matt in Stafford. Hey, Matt. What's up, buddy? You're over the Junkies.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, Matt?
You mentioned the song 17. We're 16 days away from when everybody has their fantasy football parties. That's how close we are. Just to keep that in mind.
That's still a little early, in my opinion.
I would wait until all of the preseason games are completed, which is like late August. I think week of September is your sweet spot.
Sometimes you don't want to look too early or you can psych yourself out. That's true. Next topic, talking about Breezewood.
Yeah.
If you're heading towards Breezewood, the trick is you take the Everett exit.
Okay.
You go underneath the highway and you go down South Breezewood. Take a left, you go by the school, and you pop out ahead of everybody. And everyone's trying to steal that trick now.
Ah, the Breezewood life hack.
Yeah, but hold on. But you're not getting to stop and get some delicious food?
See, that's where I have to pump the brakes on you, because I would never do that, because I would hit the sheets right there at Breezewood.
Wait. Let me explain, though.
Yeah.
Here's the next level move.
Okay.
You just go to Bedford.
All right.
And it's a lot quieter, better quality of stuff, a lot cleaner.
Okay.
So you're going 10 minutes down the road, and it's a whole lot better. But let me mention one more thing real quick.
Go ahead.
In the next 4 years, in the Summer Olympics, there'll be football.
All right.
But shouldn't it be a Winter Olympic sport? What do you guys think?
All right, what's the question, Cakes?
He's saying that, like, American football is going to be in the Olympics in 2028?
I don't think so.
Is that a real thing?
I don't think so. Not that I'm aware of.
Hadn't heard that.
I know lacrosse is coming. Sixes.
Yeah.
No, I thought football, American football, was going to be an Olympic sport.
If you say so, I'm familiar.
I think it's flag football.
Flag football.
Yeah, it's flag football.
Okay, that makes sense.
Flag football. I have no opinion on it.
EB, you know they added pickleball in all the Montgomery County public schools, but I believe it's for the disabled.
Are you sure?
I don't know about that.
I think it's a varsity sport.
think it's been a varsity sport.
I think
sport.
It's a varsity sport for everybody. I didn't read about for the disabled. And by the way, it's just more evidence. I'm glad you brought that up because I saw that while I was away. And listen, I haven't been playing pickleball because I'm scared of blowing up my Achilles lately. But I wanted to just shove it in Dravy's face because he thinks that pickleball's a fad.
Right.
It's not a fad.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's growing
not
in popularity.
A fad. Yeah.
It's getting bigger and bigger.
It's not badminton. It's
Look,
not even bowling.
Drab is a known and reputed tennis snob.
Right.
Now, there are those of us who enjoy both tennis and
I
pickleball.
Like both.
Drab
yeah.
is not one of those people.
Yeah, he's weird.
Yeah.
No, pickleball is here to stay.
Correct.
Yeah. And we should have capitalized on it, and somehow we didn't. Let's go to Ed.
Pickleball.
Another thing. Ed, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey,
EB, I'm calling in about your bit earlier that I had something about that I said JP earlier. But so it's kind of funny you said that because I'm a volunteer firefighter back home in Maryland. I work in Connecticut, but and move for work. But we used to like have to cover the fire stations in Bellsville because sometimes they used to have like these destruction type of fires. I mean, just it was sad. It would take the house down to the ground, but we were covered.
Mm-hmm.
And one day we actually decided to just take the fire truck in the air. And actually go to one of the little porno stores out there and bought some little things and took it back and invited some girls over to the fire station and had a little bit of fun. But you're right. But it is a little bit of the Bellsville, Bowie, and Laurel all together.
No. Bowie didn't have any of that. Bowie didn't have a porno store.
Out there. At least one store out there. Every place has one.
Where?
Every place.
Where?
Just like
probably an old Bowie.
Cumberland.
That doesn't count.
Come on.
What part of Bowie? You got to have to name the street.
The P section.
No. I don't know the name of the street because I know somebody told me that there was one out there, but I never asked the name of the street because I wasn't
See,
going
hearsay.
Out
That's hearsay.
Yeah, we need receipts.
I'm telling
we need
you.
Video.
I mean,
or it didn't exist.
There's one town that we know pretty well. It's the one we grew up in. There was no porno stores. You went to Laurel for that. Laurel/Beltsville.
By the way, on pickleball, it just says that it's designed to provide increased access and participation for students with a disability. I don't know if that just means that they can play, but it is a varsity sport this year.
Yeah, my understanding it was a varsity sport, but I didn't see the dis. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's only if you're like a special needs.
But I'm not positive. Just saying it says it was part of a corollary sports program designed to provide increased access and participation for students with a disability.
Let's go to Chris in Minnesota. Chris, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Hey.
I was just listening to you guys talking about Splinter Cell this morning, and it brought back memories. Like 20 years ago, I had won Junkie's Password, and the prize was a Splinter Cell game. And here I am 20-some years later still listening to you guys. Moved back here to Minnesota. Radio's not that good out here, and thank God for streaming so I can still listen to you guys every morning.
Yeah, thank
Odyssey
you,
app. Odyssey app out in Minnesota.
We were on a K-Fan. Is that the name of the station that we were on?
So.
I can't remember.
Yeah, K-Fan's out here, but it's all Midwesty type radio. It's hurting.
It's boring. Yeah, it's boring. I get it. All right,
hey,
thanks,
give him a skull, EB.
Huh?
Give him a skull. He's out in Minnesota.
What's a skull?
Yeah,
skull.
He does that every time.
The Vikings bit. Skull.
How do you spell it?
S-K-O-L.
Yeah, I'm not really.
Skull. That's for you, my friend. Out the Twin Lakes.
How many times do you think
I know,
he's
I know,
asked
I
that?
I know.
How many times?
I don't know. I don't really know what that is.
I know, but how many times has Cake shown you?
Yeah. It's the Vikings.
I would say at least four times, right, Valdez?
I'd say over 10.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's go to
he
John.
He just will never remember that.
It just
means nothing to me. Yeah. John, what's up?
How you guys doing?
John calling from Harris. Oh, is this Big John?
Yes.
Oh, you got some bad shtick or something?
No, I'm going to be the next Instagram star, folks.
What do you got going?
What's your angle?
What's your handle?
Well, I'm working with a company.
Love.
We're going to launch later this month. My handle is Hurricane Comedy. Mondays, you get my political commentary. Wednesdays, you get a joke from one of my sets. And Fridays, you get a fat milestone.
Give us one of the jokes from one of your sets. Please, I'm begging for it.
You realize how delusional John is?
Hey, like, at least he's trying.
John's a smart guy. I think he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
I actually think he's a smart guy, but he's not a funny guy. You know, but some of these things look kind of funny, maybe on paper.
Yeah.
But his delivery's brutal.
Well, You got to see me in the club.
Oh, didn't you guys?
That's the funniest thing you said.
Didn't you guys see him? How did he do when he did stand up at your house or whatever, JB?
Start off rough. And then he got a couple Jones in.
I think he has a little, he gets a little raunchy and he does a little like.
He also got hackled by Rom, so which wasn't a help.
Right. All right, let's go to Mo in Largo. My guy Mo. Mo, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man.
Before I get started, I just want to say a big thank you and shout out to my guy Sam Weaver for the invite yesterday. Got to play Congo, had a great time. The master guy.
Very nice.
Thank you very much.
Nice. Did you play the blue course?
Of course.
Yeah. Right. Hey, what's it like with all the trees down?
It's okay. Honestly, I mean, Congo has always been a dear place to me. It's where I learned how to caddy and everything. This is the first time I got to see it after the renovation. Not really a big fan, bro. I mean, it was a great golf course before. I think it's a little tricked up now, but the experience overall was great. So, you know, I really enjoyed myself.
All right, good.
But I called in to say, Valdez, when are you going to get the Skins game jumped off? You are our ambassador of golf on the radio airwaves in the DMV area. Oh. When are you going to get the Skins game jumped off?
What does he mean?
Mo wants to do like a listener junkie Skins game.
And how would it work?
It just have to. Oh, I mean, you know, maybe 30, 50 guys show up. We establish tee times. You know, you buy into the
pot. So a tournament, a golf tournament.
But it's maybe a monthly thing. I mean, because I know you guys are plugged in around the area as well as I am. So I'm sure we could get a decent turnout, and it'd be a good, you know, good way for guys to network and have a good time and, you know, play some competitive golf. That's all.
Like Skins, but handicap related, obviously.
Yeah.
Mo's like a scratch golfer.
Yeah, we would have to do net. Then we got to do some handicap policing because I know there's a lot of sandbaggers in the DMV.
Yeah, but we know enough good players to where we could govern that appropriately. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know a lot of good players. You know a lot of good players. I mean, we know what time it is when it comes to sandbaggers or whatever. But, I mean, just like Cakes is the poker ambassador, I don't see why. You know, Valdez can't be the golf ambassador.
Right, I like that. All right. We'll put it into consideration.
I know.
Thank you, Mo.
Have you played with Mo?
Yeah, actually, it's only a handful of times, though.
Nice.
No, Mo's a baller.
Yeah.
Mo's a great player.
He's actually kind of intimidating. I'm not going to lie.
He's so smooth.
Yeah, he's so skinny, right?
Yeah, he's skinny.
Oh, I know, but he bombs
murders it.
Yeah, he's just got a beautiful swing.
I'm actually envious of his swing.
Yeah,
you're jelly.
I know.
I've worked so hard on my golf game over the last 9 months or so. It's basically been a year now. Even on my little home simulator, I've hit like 8,000 balls. I don't know how many balls I've hit at the course. My handicap's gone down 2 strokes.
2.
Actually, a little less than 2 now because I had a couple bad rounds.
Yeah, if you blow
like
off.
My handicap's gone up like 3 this year. And I'm thinking maybe I should work on it. Like last year, I worked on it and got it down. But after you said all that, maybe it's juice ain't worth the squeeze.
I don't
put all that time to lose.
At some point, you just have 2? To say you're not very good.
The point of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
You know? Shame.
Stinks.
I have a good time shooting my 93.
No, I'm getting bored by it. I need to do better. Let's go to Hans in Crofton. Hans, what's up, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Hans?
First time caller, long time listener.
Thanks,
thank you, Hans.
Yeah, even my kids listen to y'all now. So
very nice.
I have 3 boys. They all went to DeMatha. So.
Oh, nice. How old are they? They're older now.
DeMatha.
Yeah, man. 21, 18, and 17.
Though. Awesome. Very cool. What's up?
So I'm a barber by trade.
Oh.
And I was just wondering, how often do y'all go to the barber shop, and what do you tell your barber?
Oh, this is a great question, because I hate going to the barber. I truly hate it, and I also never know what to say.
Mm.
So I always go to my same guy. God, I forget his name. Olympios or whatever. Yeah, whatever. Greek guy. Whatever. Demetrios, but it's like Olympic Barbershop or whatever right there in Kensington. It's a little dump. But I never know what to say. So I say, just cut it short. That's all. I don't know what to say. Just cut it short.
I get a short haircut. Yeah. Who were talking to? Hans?
Hans, yeah.
I pretty much tell him 1.5, taper it.
I don't know what that means.
I don't go often enough, but I see my man Jonathan, my personal stylist, and he knows exactly what to do.
He just takes care of you.
All the way down and hooks up the beard.
I don't know what the numbers mean. I don't know the blades.
I say 2 on the side, a little more on top.
Yeah. Mike Marr?
I go medium high skin fade and a two on top. Very short.
Nice.
Mar says he shows a picture.
Yeah.
To the barber.
That's a good idea.
That's the best thing. Showing a picture.
I have like a picture of like a haircut that I got back in the day that I just absolutely love. So I'll just show him that and be like, get me as close to that as you can.
Hans, what do you charge for just a regular white guy's haircut at this point?
45.
Oh, that's pricey, Hans.
Yeah. You're expensive.
Yeah.
Hans, I'm
the whole service.
I am detecting a slight
What else do I get in the service?
Can we guess where Hans is from?
I mean, whenever I hear Hans, I always think German, but
we'll never guess. Well, now we have to guess. JP, you're from Germany?
No, I'm not in because I don't think he sounds German. His name, Hans, makes me think German, but
I don't know that stuff.
I think Hans is Ethiopian.
All right. That's the weirdest guess ever. I'm going to say he's from the land of Lars Eller and Lars Ulrich, Denmark.
I'm going to say Italy, because aren't all barbers from Italy?
I don't think so.
No. Definitely not. You just said you go to a Greek barber.
My guy is Greek.
Okay, give us a clue.
Hablo español.
Español.
He's Spanish. You're Spanish? A Latin guy, so you're in Crofton. I mean, El Salvador.
Neighbors. We're neighbors to that country.
Guatemala?
All right, who cares? What's the country?
No, Honduras.
Yeah, we would never get it. why do you charge $45 though?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Hey, it's a service, man. You know, it's
if you could get it, God bless you.
Shop is clean. You know, I give great customer service. Drinks included, complimentary.
So fancy. He's like an upper end shop.
Yeah, this high is end. High end.
Like a fancy shop.
It's not like a chop shop.
You do
my guy, Demetrios cuts my hair in literally 3 minutes.
Get what you pay for.
And that's why you wear a hat every day.
I mean,
I actually work with the Bowie Bay Sox, too.
Oh, okay.
Nice. All right,
guys.
Look at you.
Yeah. All right.
Brand affiliation.
All right. Thank you, Hans. I appreciate it, buddy. Thanks for the call.
I mean, how many Latin guys are named Hans?
I mean, I thought he's from Denmark. He's from Honduras. he couldn't be any further apart. All right. When we come back, we'll get into the Jets Commanders practice that is set to get going early this morning from New York. So we'll touch on that when we come back. Bank local, cheer local. In business, every day is game day. Business is always moving up or down. But never still. That's why the Main Street Bank team treats every day like game day. Main Street Bank is a business-focused community bank proudly serving the DMV since 2004. Visit mstreetbank.com to learn how to put our team in your office. Main Street Bank, member FDIC, equal housing opportunity lender.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.